Blog Talk Radio.
My goodness. And I can't decide whether I like
Gary Sanchez, the catcher, or Tyler Austin, the first baseman, more? Tyler Austin intrigues me because at the beginning of the year, he wasn't even a prospect. They had moved him down to Double A, and then all of a sudden, the guy finds his stroke, finds the reason he was drafted 13th about, six years ago, and all of a sudden, he is a stud, and he's hit like four meaningful homers. I think three of them have won one or tied games. So anyway, and like I said, they look like they're on the brink of doing something historic and maybe becoming one of those iconic Yankee teams. So hats off to the Yankees, and what a wonderful story if you're a Yankee fan. Now, on the other hand, I'm going to go to college football for who's not. And I guess you might say it is hot, though, because it's the hot seat. And if you want to know, I think there'd be frost warnings already for West Virginia, because this is a team that in the last 4 years, the head coach, Dana Holgorsen, managed something like a very pedestrian, we'll see, what's the record here, 15-21 against the Big 12 conference, and that doesn't get it done, not when you were going in there expecting to contend for the title, and you haven't even been in the conversation. So I think that the hot seat goes on West Virginia, and we'll see how they do from this point on. But they can't be a 50-50 team. They need to win, or he's gone, and they'll retool for the Mountaineers.
West Virginia?
Yeah, that program's in trouble.
Ha. Huh.
That program's been in trouble for a while, Bob.
I didn't even know
you're right.
They had a football team.
Was it Rich Rodriguez that was there, and then went to Michigan, and then on to Arizona? He was the last good coach they had.
Well,
I can't remember a top player they've had since Major Harris.
Yeah,
and that was quite
well,
a while ago.
You're much cooler than I am. You're much cooler than I am. Well, I watched the Big 12
right.
A little bit more since their overtures to the darling of the blue goggle set.
I think we have the King McConnell with us this morning.
Oh my!
Oh wow! Hey, what does Jim think of the baby bombers?
Hello, gang. How are you?
We're doing wonderful, Jim. How are you? Long time no speak.
Yeah, I'm okay. I'm doing all right. Yeah, that's pretty impressive. The Yankees, we're going to find out next week because they play the Dodgers in a three-game series at the Yankee Stadium. So, it's going to be it's interesting. That's American League East is unbelievable. I mean, it's like, I don't know. It's hard. It's really hard to handicap that because I know Baltimore played the Dodgers earlier in the year, and I wasn't very impressed with Baltimore, but they won two of the three games, and we'll see. It'll be a good test for Dodgers and Yankees.
As I like to say, Jim, it's going to be a real hootenanny.
Yeah.
Hey, Hat, let me break in for just a second. I've got to give Jim a compliment on his book, Bobo. And you don't really appreciate it until you read some other baseball books, but I'm reading the book about 1961, the Tigers and the Yankees, and I want you to know I wish you'd written the book because it'd be much better. Anyway, thanks to you, Jim, for a wonderful read on Bobo, a great book about a forgotten era in baseball.
Yeah, it's doing all right, and it's starting to pick up in terms of sales, and we're gonna do a little bit better job of pitching it. I have to do basically all the promotions myself because it's a very small publisher out of North Carolina,
well,
and I believe their publicist is Barney Fife. And,
it wouldn't be any fun if it came easy.
No, it wasn't intended to be top of the New York Times bestseller list. It was the intent was to try to straighten out the record and put things in perspective give a glimpse of what it was like in major leagues back in the 1930s and 1940s, which was considerably different than it is now. I mean, the game was the same distance between the bases. The guys were big and hard, and they threw hard and hit the ball a long way, and all that is the same. Basically, there's really no change, but the in terms of the salary structure and who had the power, you know, the players had no power whatsoever. I mean, they
right.
they were just pawns in the game of life. So it is, yeah, that was the big eye-opener for me as I did the research and realized that, gee, this is, I mean, if you got on the bad side of an owner, they could really bury you, I mean, literally. And it's, yeah, what a difference. So it's too bad both
of them. All right, we got some college football games here that I want to point out today. Oklahoma, we've got Texas, Oregon is playing Virginia, SC is coming back, and UCLA is coming back. And I want to highlight those games because were the wins and or the losses as bad last week as they looked? Some of these teams are going to come out breathing fire. Others aren't. Others are going to be let in for a letdown. And this is a key week, I think, in college football for a lot of teams. Michigan coming off of a big win. Of course, they played a patsy. Just, you know, how good are these teams? How bad are they? There's a lot of homework for folks on the table. And all I can do is suggest that you get it done if you're going to have a successful football season, because this is what it's all about. And as far as the hat's concerned, myself, I don't usually start getting real involved, real serious, until week three, week four of the season, because I need to let things kind of settle and marinate a little bit. But not to say today is not, as Bobby pointed out, a big game, big day in college football. Okay, let's head out to Los Alamitos real quick, and we're going to give our free play of the day. Hondo, do you have a horse that...
Yeah, in the second race, you only got a five-horse field, and you're not going to get many odds. And this is a horse on the rail named Wrightwood, who's trained by a guy who doesn't have a lot of horses, but he's very successful, and that's Brian Coroner. And I would suggest, if you're looking for a single in your pick five or your early pick four, go with Wrightwood in the second. He's 9-5 in the morning line, and I think he's an excellent single in those two pick four and pick
okay.
five.
Okay. And I'm going to give you a horse in the third race, so you got a potential daily double play, and that is on the third race, number six, Out of Patience. And this is a horse that's trained by Peter Miller, has already shown that he likes the track with a win, and is fresh off the claim. He's coming back for a barn. Peter Miller, Chad Lindsay will be in the irons. He thinks enough to ride back, and this horse has been working well in the mornings. He's got a nice, steady work pattern. So, folks, if you're heading out to the track or want to pick up the phone like Jim the King McConnell does and call your neighborhood friend, this is the guy that you meet occasionally at the bowling alley once a week, or maybe behind Albertson's at 11:30 at night. But nonetheless, give him a call and put a couple of bucks to win and place on Out of Patience in the third race. And cagey horse players might want to bet a double. 1-6, second to the third race. With Hondo's play and the hats. All right, when we come back, we will have more with Jim McConnell, Hondo, Boppy, and myself. We're going to talk about some free plays, and then, of course, we're going to open it up for some regular sports talk. This is your cue, folks. Go refresh your beverage of choice. run an errand around the house, and when we come back, we'll have more of Keeping Score with Bobby.
Jones and Big John Talley had a big crap game going back in the alley. And I kept rolling them seven and winning all them pots. My luck was so good I could do no wrong. I just kept on rolling and controlling them bones. Finally they just threw up their hand and said, when you hot, you hot. I said, yeah.
When you're hot, you're hot. And when you're not, you're not.
Behind me, I turned around and there was a big old cop. He said, hello, boys. Then he gave us a grin and said, look like I'm going to have to haul.
All right, sports fans, we're back with the second half of Keeping Score with Bobby. And we're here each and every Saturday from 8 to 8:30 a.m. And we're brought to you by sportswagers-selections.com. All right, Poppy, what do you got for us this morning?
Well, my game, I'm gonna go to the Naval Academy. I like its Navy and give your points to UConn, to Connecticut. I think Connecticut barely beat Maine, and I think Maine is they're at the bottom of the bottom feeders, and it took a late field goal. I think Navy's a steal when you only have to give away 4 points. Even though they're breaking in a new quarterback, I like Navy today, and their new quarterback, Willworth. He's a senior. He does know the option game. I like Navy today.
Bobby, my hat's off to you, because that's a game I looked at long and hard this morning as well. I've always been a big fan of Navy with the option and the play that they have, and I got to give you credit. That's pretty good pick. So, Poppy is suggesting a play here on Navy, and he's going to lay 4 points. That game, 341, 342. 342 in Navy minus four is Poppy's play of the day. All right, we're going to go to baseball, as I pointed out. We're still in the baseball loop. And here we like 921-922, the Orioles at Detroit. And, folks, this is a pretty popular play for myself. We've got a pitcher here that's locked in, Jimenez in Baltimore. He's lowered his ERA and his WHIP the last five starts from 619 to 365. His WHIP, 168, is down to 0.89. He's only allowed 3 home runs in those 5 starts. He's heading in the right direction, whereas his counterpart, Zimmerman, thrown for Detroit, is going in the opposite direction. So this is a good value play. We're suggesting a play here, 921 Baltimore at plus +110. And anybody else want to jump in with a freebie?
No, me. I'm,
nope.
I'm passing.
The cat's got the king's tongue.
I don't like the college menu, and, of course, the opening weekend of the NFL I always watch, because you really don't know how good anybody's going to be in the NFL yet. So.
Right. All right. Okay. Well, let me take this reminder here real quick, too, and remind everybody that our horse racing show will be on tomorrow night from 8 p.m. until 8:30 p.m. Pacific time. And we're going to be very pleased to have a bright upcoming star in the racing world. His name is Mason Davenport, an 18-year-old, that's right, 18, who just got his trainer's license up north. And so we're going to be chatting with him. Very interesting story, how he got involved in the game. And 18 years old, folks, and he's already trained in thoroughbred. So we look for good things from him. Hell, I don't know about you guys, but when I was 18, I certainly didn't have that much responsibility on my shoulders. So anyway, it will be interesting. Don't forget to tune in tomorrow night. All right, gentlemen, we've got 10 full minutes to discuss whatever it is you guys want to talk about.
I want to give a shout out to Dave Roberts, who I think should undoubtedly be the National League Manager of the Year, because he's kept that team together. Everyone thought that they were finished when Kershaw went down at the end of June, and they managed to play better without Kershaw than they were playing with him, which is unbelievable. And I think in his first year as manager, overcoming all the injuries they've overcome, particularly to the pitching staff, losing Ethier, I think Dave Roberts is a no-brainer National League Manager of the Year. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I would agree to that. I think the injuries, you know, I guess there's a record number of people in the DL. It's a little misleading because a lot of those pitchers were damaged goods when they got them.
Yes.
So, I mean,
yes.
You got to question the judgment of the front office.
Right.
But, you know, I thought Roberts has done an unbelievable job holding the team together. Now, whether or not they're a legitimate World Series contender, I doubt. I don't see them that way. But, yeah, it's amazing. And of course, a lot of veteran players on that really helps. Utley and Gonzalez, and I think that's made a big difference too.
And I gotta say that I thought Utley was finished. You know, I thought he was coming off 2 years where he hit 220, but he's really he has surprised me with his play this year. He really has.
And as has been pointed out, he has really helped Seager at shortstop develop into the great player he can be. And
right.
It's been. I mean, maybe that's just luck. I mean, you don't know. I mean, is that by design or that's just one of those things? But Roberts, I think is the key of that. He's the glue that has held that together so far, and we'll see how it goes the rest of the way. But if they don't have a healthy Kershaw, they're not going anywhere in the playoffs.
Right.
They gotta have him.
I've heard rumors from my little bees and birdies that the King McConnell, if the Atlanta Braves sign Tim Tebow, that the King is going to become a huge Braves fan.
Well, the Mets signed him.
The Mets signed him.
Yes,
to a minor league contract, $100,000 signing bonus.
Jim, do you think that's as ridiculous as I do, or is that just?
Well, it's just a PR thing. I mean, for him, it's a stupid move because he doesn't want to play in New York. He's not a New York kind of a guy at all. He should play in Colorado or Texas, but he's not going to play anyway. So it doesn't matter. He's too old. He doesn't have the skills. It's like Michael Jordan, you know.
Right.
Nobody ever took that seriously within baseball. And I don't think anybody takes this serious. It's just a PR thing. He's out there. He's available. He's going to wind up in broadcasting anyway, so what the heck. I mean, it's like
– Bobby,
it's kind of a non-story, frankly.
Bobby, what do you think of Tim Tebow signing with the Mets?
It's a very, very cheap investment in PR. And that's what you look at it because he doesn't have the time to develop as a baseball player. You're 29 years old. Your best physical years. You're just beyond them right now. You're now
right.
In the I get hurt a lot territory, and this is a never going to happen thing. If he had a novelty pitch, he might be able to be a knuckleballer or something like that. But I don't know of anybody other than a novelty player that could make it to the big leagues when they start at 29.
What do you guys think of Johnny Manziel returning to classes at Texas A&M?
No comment.
You're talking about we're waiting for a kid to grow up? I mean, this is what it is.
Maybe he should go back to elementary school, not college.
Yeah.
What are they? I don't know. I don't know that much about A&M other than it's not known for its academics. But they have Drunkard 101 there or something. It's like.
Well, evidently.
It's just the same thing. You know, this guy's a publicity hog. He just anything to stay in the news. He'll, you know, next thing he'll try out for Mr. America or something. You know, it's like one of those people out there that. It's all about the media, and it's all about them. And we got a lot of those right now, the Kardashians. We got a whole slew of them. I always used to think of Donald Trump in that way, but so who knows?
I'm rooting for him. I honestly am. I hope that he can get his shit together and get his degree. But I'm very, very skeptical of that. And
he's already got his degree in stupidity.
Well, yeah.
So you know, he's thrown away what could have been a promising career because the kid's got talent and he's just he's messed up.
It is a very sad story.
I
don't know. We were talking about earlier a gimme. It seems to me I would take Utah State in the points against SC. I think SC is really bad. In fact, they play a really good team, but I think this is the worst SC team. Well, you have to go back probably back in the Ted Tolner era. This is not a good team. It's got a lot of missing parts, and they have a lot of returning people on the line, but in terms of the skill positions and especially the QB, boy, wow. Yeah, I don't see them winning very many games.
And I think Jerry is still way out on Clay Helton. I mean, I think they made a rush of a hire in him, and I don't know if he's going to work out at all. He may last shorter time than Sarkisian did.
Yeah, a good assistant, but as far as a head coach, I don't see it.
Right.
Yeah, it'll be. The jury is still out. I'm glad you said that because I didn't want to say that when I was giving the games out to pay attention to. But I agree. I think SC is as bad as what we saw last week, and I don't see them turning around. The interesting team I think is UCLA. I think they have plenty of room for improvement. And Virginia and Oregon. Can Virginia play any worse that they played last week? And today they're matched up against Oregon. So there's some interesting games. They're non-betting games. But for sure. You know, there's some interesting games out there. Michigan and Boppy's play on Navy laying 4, I think, is a very good bet.
I think Boppy's already going over next weekend's slate of games because boy, he's quiet.
Well, no, I was thinking about the Holy War in Salt Lake City, but it's a tough game because. We've lost, the Cougars have lost 5 in a row. I know I said
6 in a row.
But
Bobby,
we've lost
I know you're
five
a big BYU fan. 6 in a row.
We've lost 5 in a row.
6 in a row. Check it out. 6 in a row.
Yeah, it's 6, Bobby. And I'm not going to comment on that game until afterwards because they're going to need to play a hell of a lot better.
And I know where you live, so you better not say anything ahead of time.
Yeah. Then they played against a very average Arizona team last week. So, all right, gentlemen, it is that time of the morning where we need to say farewell. College game day is getting ready to kick off as the docket of games. So I want to thank Hondo and Jim the King McConnell.
Good to hear your voice again, Jim.
Thank you, Hap,
Jim,
and Hondo, and Bobby.
Stranger. Don't be a stranger. You're welcome anytime.
And by the way, with such a
Hondo,
tight...
it's that time. Yeah. Go ahead and say it. Or Bobby, I should say.
Be safe. Be careful. And God bless, unless you're rooting for red today. We'll see you all next week, Lord willing.
All right, folks. And we will be back next week, 8 a.m. until 8:30 a.m. Pacific time. Until then, may all your wagers be winning ones. And we hope to see you often this week in the cashier's line. Good luck. We'll talk to you next week.